Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Minta Matara's Summer Special. Yay!
Yippee!
Yep, we're, what'd you think of last week, Matara?
I loved it. What did you think of last week, Mint?
I still don't know how to feel. I think I'm still in a whirlwind right now.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. That night, I think I slept 3 hours. I just was too excited. It's almost, you know, when you're a kid and you're going on a trip or it's Christmas and you can't sleep. You're so excited.
Yeah.
That was me.
Wait, excited for it, like premiering and everything?
Yeah, excited. First of all, I was holding in the secret, right? And then after for the premiere, I was just excited for it to premiere so that people would know it's not an April Fool's.
Not an April Fool's, but unless it is. This is like the longest April Fool's.
Yeah, it's still April Fool's next week.
It is April after all, so.
Yeah. Wait. The real April Fool's is that there was no April Fool's on April Fool's.
True.
Ah, you've been fooled.
You've been fooled.
You've been fooled.
Get pranked, dummy.
I just have to walk past the everybody watching, and if they're holding like a sandwich or a drink, just knock it on the floor.
Oh.
You suck.
What?
You got pranked.
I don't know if that's a prank. I think that's just being rude.
Bullying.
I think you're just being bullied.
If you've ever personally felt victimized by Matara Khan.
Me. I'm raising both my hands.
I will close my eyes. What I do not see cannot hurt me. I cannot see. I am blind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, speaking of April, there's been some people that are just like, summer special? It's not even summer. Can't you guys have a little bit of whimsy for us, please?
Yeah. Can you suspend your disbelief for 3 freaking seconds, please?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And it honestly sounds like they want us to shorten the podcast a little bit.
I think so. Mm. You know what? It's going to be the spring special.
The what?
When does spring end? I think it ends April 21st.
No, I think it's May. It just...
What? Spring is until May?
Yeah, it just turned. It just...
Oh, wait. Yeah, summer starts June 21st.
Wait, June?
All right, I guess we're ending on June 21st, everyone. Confirmed.
I was going to say, because it's in summer March special. 20th, I mean, or something, I think is...
That's when spring
starts. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what scares me about this podcast? That people will realize that outside of being VTubers, we don't have much life knowledge. What is spring? Is spring May 21st?
Okay, but you came from space and I've been in a ghostly plane. So
I did.
It's fine. It's
AKA we're a little dumb sometimes.
Sometimes.
No, I agree. Listen, and this is why I love... We are going to have a catchphrase. It is official catchphrase. Hags.
Hags.
Have a great summer.
Spring.
And for those of you that think it's spring, have a great spring.
It still works.
Hags. And remember hags.
Remember hags.
Remember hags. I love it. I think it's such a good tagline. I'm honestly a little upset I didn't come up with it, but this is why I've started utilizing the brain power of the audience.
Oh.
They are so much smarter. They are so much better.
When you said it earlier, I thought you came up with it.
I came up with it. Yeah.
Oh.
So with my community, we do have this joke that it's not a joke. We share one brain cell.
Ah.
It's the primordial brain cell, the Momo mind. So any idea that they have, any emote they make, any idea, it belongs to me. It's our idea.
Oh.
So.
How convenient.
And I did read hags in my stream. So just so you know, whoever came up with hags, it's our idea.
Our idea.
What's yours is mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the little Bugs Bunny meme. Me taking the idea from the stream. I love it. It's such a good tagline. Hags.
Hags. It's perfect. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know how to feel about it, actually.
Really?
No, I really? Like it.
Okay, okay.
But, you know, it comes with a certain, like, how to say, that's how people feel about us, right?
What do you mean? Where are you going with this?
I think
I'm dropping the bit. I don't get it.
I think we should move on.
All right. All right. Well, then let's just bring that up then while we're talking about the tagline for hashtags. I think we have settled on a hashtag.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Drum roll. You say it.
Oh. Hashtag Mintara Monday. Why is there a question mark?
She's so good at reading scripts. That's amazing. She really is just going.
Yeah, you literally erased it as
it's going to be Mintara Mondays?
Mondays?
Mondays? Mintara Mondays. I really like it.
Yeah, it's super cute.
So every week when we upload the podcast, we will also have the hashtag. If you want to just add things onto that hashtag, we could sometimes go through it on either Patreon or even on here. You know, it's nice. It's nice to have a place. Since we're not going to have a Reddit and we're not having a Discord.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a place of discussion.
You can post like your favorite moments and stuff. We want to see what you like. So yeah, Mintara Mondays.
Mintara. It almost sounds like Minotaur. No, Mintara.
Oh, don't say that, please.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I read a book.
It's one of those books, isn't it? Tell me more.
Okay. It's
half man, half horse.
Well, I mean, I think he's actually full bull. Sorry, if this is kind of off topic, I wanted to say it before we got too far in. Sorry if I still sound a little nasally. I'm a little sick, so I'm
yeah,
recovering.
She's still sick. Yeah. In the head after this. Okay, wait. Hold on. He's full bull.
Okay. Well, he's like half man, half bull. That's what a minotaur
which
is.
Happens.
You're thinking of a centaur, which is
yeah, I was actually going to say, I forgot the word, but in Russian it's called kintavr, which is a centaur. And that's where the joke comes from. Like, which part is
the man and what's the horse? I mean, it actually was like not even that bad of a book. Okay, it was called The Minotaur Milking Farm. And
Stop. You what? Like, this has to be a joke.
No, it's real. You should get... There's a... I rented it from my local library.
What?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do they get milked?
Oh, do they?
I'm sorry. I did not expect that to be like the first thing we talk about.
Well, you brought up the Minotaur, so it's not me. It's you.
Is it like a sexy book, right?
Yeah.
You've got unconventional taste.
I don't know about sexy, but it is a it's a book, all right. Depends on your taste, maybe. I've told you though, I feel like that I like to read.
Oh no,
bad,
I know about that, but I didn't know it was like that.
Well, I'm gonna say for the audience, I like to read bad romance novels because I think they're always so funny.
I don't know how romantic milking is.
Oh, but this one,
let me milk you romantically, baby girl.
But no. I like went into this thinking like, oh man, this is gonna be trash. This is gonna be so bad. But it actually was like kind of good. I was so shocked. I was like,
okay, do you legitimately recommend this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Our first book recommendation of the episode of the podcast. milking, what was it? Minotaur milking farm?
Yeah.
This is unreal. I
no one does it like her.
I'm looking for
apparently.
Like the office camera. You know, in the office, this is a very millennial thing to say where you're like looking for the camera. Am I getting punked?
No.
Another millennial reference.
I'll send it to you after this.
Oh, I, wow. I'll let you know how I feel about it.
You have to see the cover. It just.
All right. Let me look up the cover. I have to. Okay. I'm scared of what my search is going to look like.
That's fine. You'll be fine.
Minotaur milking book. Okay.
What Minotaur is the milking farm?
Morning Glory Milking Farm, Cambric yeah. Creek, Sweet and Steamy Monster.
Yeah. You see the cover.
Okay, it's got a 4.1 rating
that's
out of 10,000 reviews. It's
I'm
a good
saying.
Book.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people okay, are
can
kind
I,
of raving
can
about
it. Can I do the
it.
Synopsis? Is that okay?
Sure.
Violet is a typical down-on-her-luck millennial, mid-20s, overeducated and drowning in debt, on the verge of moving into her parents' basement, when a lifeline appears in the form of a very unconventional job in neighboring Cambric Creek. She has no choice but to grab at it with both hands. Morning Glory Farm offers full-time hours, full benefits, and generous pay with no experience needed. There's only one catch. The clientele is grade A certified prime beef with the manly, meaty endowment. I can't read it. I'm done reading it. All right. Anyway, that's the first book recommendation of the podcast. Woohoo!
Glad that I could break that ice there.
Hands-on work with minotaurs isn't something violent. Wow. With the endowments to match.
She needed the money, you know, I get it.
And they needed the milking.
Yeah, apparently.
So when did you read this book?
A couple months ago. Yeah.
I am so happy you are back among us here, because now you're just, you know,
I haven't.
This is what she does in her spare time.
I haven't read another romance novel since that. So if anybody, that's, you know, last week people put in their anime suggestions. This week they can put in their bad romance book suggestions.
Oh, that is actually a really good idea. You're so good at this. Not only is this a good idea, this is such a good segment. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so good at this. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a freaking natural. The Ojo-sama laugh. yes, please recommend us, I guess, your favorite sexy novels.
Yes.
But they have to be of this kind of genre where it's like, yeah.
No, it could be any sexy novel.
I am so excited for, so I hired someone who's going to help us like consolidate all the like questions and all the answers. And then they're going to be finding like the cover art and stuff to make it easier to edit the podcast. Krub, if you're listening, don't you love your job?
Hey, this is what they could listen to. They could listen to the book while they're searching.
You're right. Well, he's married, so he should probably get it for his wife. So she can
get
some good ideas.
Why don't they both listen? They could both listen.
What is the word of that? Foreplay.
What?
Good foreplay.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh? What do you mean, huh? You talked about minotaurs getting milked.
I don't.
What?
What?
Like, they're gonna, like, it like helps you, like, get comfortable by, like, okay. Anyway, please recommend us your book suggestions. And, yeah, speaking of the questions that happened last week, first of all, mint is an herb that can be used to flavor food.
Oh, thank you.
When we asked, is mint a spice?
Thank you, everybody, for clearing that up for us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
I'm a herb.
Yeah, you're a herb. You're a herbivore.
I'm a herbivore. I'm a herb.
You're a herbivore.
I'm a herb.
Wasn't there like a TV show? It was like Phineas and Herb?
No, Phineas and Ferb.
That I've never seen it. What was it about? Do you know?
Oh, actually, no. Someone made that fan art of us.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, because
I know the fan art you're thinking of.
It's mm-hmm. It's a show about these two kids that are trying to figure out how to spend their summer vacation. And that's literally
no,
us.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, that's us.
Okay, what's Phineas like, since you're probably Herb?
I don't remember which is which.
You know, it's okay. we'll figure it out. What are they both like?
I think Phineas is the triangle head. And then
I do have a pretty triangular head.
And then Ferb is the quiet one. I don't think we're like either one, to be honest, because they're also very okay. smart. They're like genius children.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it's definitely not. We are A, not children, B, kind of dumb. We could be like the opposite, you know. It's like Sonic and Shadow, right? We could be like the Shadow to their We're old hags oh. looking on how to spend our summer, except, you know, not geniuses.
Yeah, we're just and sad. Loud. We're just old, sad hags trying to...
Okay, speak for yourself. I'm an old, happy hag.
The older I get, happy.
The older I get, this is a big question. Happy, I know happy, we have happy, like happy, a few happy. Things. She's like, don't ask your question. So... When's the last time you cried? No, I'm kidding. That's not actually the question. The real thing I want to say is the older I get, the happier I get.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How do you feel about that? Agree, disagree?
Maybe I feel happy about some things and sad about other things.
I just think I've learned how to deal better with the hardships of life, you know. Mm-hmm. You kind of when you're younger, you freak out and you don't know how to deal with it.
True.
But yeah, sorry for the. This is such a whiplash. The beginning.
Yeah, that's okay.
I kind of love it.
This is
how it flows.
Isn't that like usually what you ask people though when you first meet them? You're just like, when's
okay,
the last time?
Okay, this is such a good icebreaker for anybody that has heard me say this before. Genuinely,
good asterisk.
It's an amazing icebreaker. Because it either gets the other person to kind of be genuine and be like, you know what? Yeah, actually, I cried, da 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 da. Or they're like, what the heck is this question, you silly, goofy goose? But sometimes they say it with a few more insults. And then you know what they're like. And then you kind of have like a funny little vibe. You know, you're like, ha ha, yeah, I'm so dumb.
Wait, have you ever seen
that? I genuinely think it's a good question.
Have you ever seen that TikTok that's like, ask the weird thing? Like, say the weird question or whatever. That's how I feel like you are.
I genuinely think it's such a good icebreaker. When I say icebreaker, I really do mean like you've talked to them a few lines and then the conversation kind of stalls and you're trying to basically see at what level you can vibe with the person. You're laughing because I keep explaining. You know, it's not a good icebreaker when I have to over explain it.
I guess that's true.
What's your icebreaker?
I don't think I have
Do you
one.
Know Metal Gear?
Yeah, that's my icebreaker.
Do you know Metal Gear Solid?
Actually, though, more people know about Metal Gear than you would think. And you learn more about it.
More people cry than people who know about Metal Gear. So.
Stop. Both of our methods are valid, okay? I'm weeding out the good people. You're weeding out the weak.
The weak. Imagine somebody's like, yeah, I cried yesterday. And I'm like,
weak,
oh, yeah.
Weak. Weak. Hey, bleep that out.
Something. I only do this with like a really close friend of mine who has insomnia. Oh. And she's told me before that like she doesn't love it, but like she thinks it's really funny.
Uh-oh. What do you do to her? What do you do?
So basically I tie her up. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I thought you were serious for a second.
No. So basically she'll wake up sometimes, she's like, oh, I had an awful night's sleep today. I'm like, really? I had a great sleep.
That's so rude.
And that's our bit.
Well, did you feel better about yourself being like, oh yeah, my sleep was so much better than yours?
No, because I lie. My sleep's not great, but I'm always like, oh, I had such a good sleep. And then she'll be like, oh, is it true? I'm like, nah, I'm kidding. What's up?
Oh.
What
a great friend you are. This is not me, by the way, that she does this to, no. In case people are
so like, I'm just imagining somebody's like, yeah, I cried yesterday. I'm like, aw, sucks. Life is going great, by the way. Me, so happy. Cloud nine, you could say, of happiness.
Wow. Must be nice being a roach. Well, anyways, moving on from crying, we had our first episode last week.
Yes, we did.
How do you feel about that?
I feel really good. I think the reception has been a lot. I thought the reception was going to be nice, but I feel like I always kind of brace myself. I always kind of brace myself a little bit for impact, and it's been so nice. Everyone's been so sweet. Mm. And I feel really excited. And even today, right? We called, we talked, now we're recording. This is the fun part. We are done with the hard part. Now we just sit and yap and find out about your reading habits and my friendship habits. What about you? How do you feel?
I don't know. I still feel, okay, so when we're recording this, it's the day before my comeback stream.
Yeah.
So for me, I still feel, I don't know, like it just doesn't, I still feel very strange. I'm still trying to get used to my body.
Yeah. And you know, you're still a little sick, so that's not good.
Yeah, yeah. I still have a bit of a cough, so. But I haven't coughed this time.
Never say never.
Oh, true. I'm gonna.
Well, he's bigger than me, stronger than me, but he's not on a JB song with me.
What?
You know the Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber duet? This is that song. I'll have to send it to you.
I don't know that.
It's a song.
It is a song. It sounds like.
Well, I guess since you, I wrote it down later, but I'm gonna ask you about it now.
Okay.
So as of us recording this on Wednesday, you are having a stream. Tomorrow, Thursday, the 4th.
Tomorrow.
Death day.
Death day. Yeah, it's 3 years ago that I graduated on that day. So crazy.
And now you ungraduated.
No, I'm ungraduated.
No.
Is that
okay? No, Matara.
Is that weird? Is that...
No, I don't think anything's weird.
I don't know.
What do you have planned?
Yeah, I actually...
Tell me everything.
I have nothing planned.
What are you going to do?
I was like looking through my stuff and I was like, oh my gosh, do I even have some of my like old assets? I don't even...
If you need to borrow anything, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to borrow either your like gifts of Momo, like...
Yeah,
for my alerts and things like that.
Yeah. Actually, she could technically steal a lot of my alerts because we're in a group with Roaming Tuna who did the eco bag.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
The stickers. And if you scroll up, they are in the group.
Yeah.
They actually are working on my alert.
I'm going to take them.
You can actually steal my alert.
I'm going to take them.
You little shit. I really feel like for anybody who, you know, this is going to be out next week, so probably you would have watched the stream, but for yourself, you are not currently at 100K on YouTube, but I think you will be before your stream tomorrow.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think you're going to get a little overwhelmed. I don't know if you're going to cry on stream, but I think you're going to have a big cry after of gratitude.
I think so.
And I think everybody will show up and show you how much they missed you, how much they love you. They let you go away once and they're never going to let you go. You know, they're going to hold you and kiss you and love you. And sorry, I'm imagining the book. What do you think it's going to be like tomorrow?
Even these past couple of days, I've felt like crying just because I'm like, oh my gosh, this doesn't feel real. It honestly, like seeing fan art and stuff, it feels so surreal. Mm. Like I'm like, oh my gosh. Mint fan art in 2024? That doesn't seem possible.
My timeline is filled with like your reaction faces.
I know.
Everybody, anybody says, people react with like your reaction faces. On Discord, I saved a bunch of them and I post them at you. I love seeing that. I'm so happy. Oh.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like I think I want to make it as casual as possible because... I will say this on the stream tomorrow, but in case people haven't missed the stream or missed what I said. It's not really like a re-debut. It's just kind of me coming back. So it's just a bit more casual. I don't have anything new. Like I have this new rigging and that's about it. Thanks to Matara even. Like I was totally fine with keeping my old rigging, but Matara was just like, I love my old rigging. Yua did an amazing job and I love her for it and everything. Mm-hmm. But because it was, it had to be done so quickly because I was graduating, it was actually incomplete. And so with this, I was able to get the full everything that I had wanted before and more. So it's, it's so crazy.
I'm happy. I guess we can like approach that topic later as well, but there's always kind of this expectation, right, of a debut or anything like that. And as you said, it's not a re-debut. You want to stream a little bit. Maybe you want to stream a lot. It doesn't matter. But you're here. You're going to do a stream.
Yep.
And yeah, sorry, she might not have, 15 songs lined up and a huge lore video and all that stuff.
But I'm nothing.
At some point, do you want a lore video or do you want her back? Pick one. Pick a struggle.
should we talk about some stuff like that? Like how, I don't know, what if for lore videos?
Yeah, we are definitely going to talk about it. That's going to be kind of the meat of the episode. Mm. We are going to talk about our experiences with VTubing and our recommendations for VTubing. But I do want to answer a lot of questions before that. And then we'll get into the meat of it.
Okay.
She's going off script. She's wild. She's jumping around on the script. Sorry. I'm so old. I have to like scroll down and be like, where did she go?
I'm already 8 pages ahead of you.
She really is. I would like to answer because last week we also asked you to recommend us some detective and mystery anime. Yeah. And there's been a few people who gave us some suggestions and we're going to post them on screen in a little bit. But if you want to read a few of them and I'll do too.
Yes. So, this is the person. Oh man, YouTube has like made it so it's hard to read what a person's username is.
Yeah.
But sorry, your @ is probably not how you go by in chat. But QPT1478. Recommended Hyoka as the best mystery anime. I didn't realize Hyoka. I have heard of it, but I didn't realize it was a mystery anime. Have you heard of it?
I have not heard of it.
I think if you saw it, like saw the main girl, you would probably recognize it because it was super duper popular. I think it's Kyoto anime.
Oh, okay. I recognize it. Yeah.
It was like it's so popular.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was. Okay. I do remember this.
But I haven't seen it. I've always wanted to see it because it was so beautiful. But I also didn't realize it was a mystery anime.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Thank you.
We also got Peter John V. DHD. Listen, we probably won't be able to read all your names all the time. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
For mystery anime, I'd recommend Gosig. Been a decade since I watched it, but rated it highly at the time.
Oh.
I also remember there being some funny bad French in one of the episodes from Matara to cringe at. Never heard of that one either.
Really? It's it's pretty older, I think. Gosig. Gothic. It's very gothic themed.
Oh, okay. I really into that.
I really don't remember much about it at all, except the girl.
Oh my God, the whole gothic Lolita. I just looked it up. Yeah, this is absolutely something I would have watched. Like this is, it seems very in line with like Chobits and everything, the art style, the everything. Wow.
It's very cute. Like the art, the girl too, but I don't remember much about it.
Oh yeah, she's adorable.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, I have heard of every anime in the next recommendation.
In the next
but those
one?
Are like pretty known ones. Yeah, those are pretty known
actually,
ones.
Actually, I don't know one of them.
Is it Pluto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read the comment. Oh wait.
All right.
I'll read the comment. Wait, we would go back and forth, right?
I lied. I knew three of them.
So this is from Sketch Cartoon Guy. He recommended Pluto, Durarara, Erased, and Steins Gate. My favorite.
What? You did that so good. What? Can you do that again? I think you did it really good, but the first time was like uncanny. I actually thought you played a soundboard.
Well, yeah, my voice kind of, I had to clear my throat.
That was crazy. That was so well done.
Yeah.
Shivers.
But no, I've never heard of Pluto.
Me neither. Mm. But thank you. This is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
This Everybody is a lot of good anime.
Steins Gate. So awesome. Best anime.
And Durarara.
And I
Durarara. Sorry. I always call it Durarara.
Never finished Durarara. I only watched a little bit of it. But I watched it because Celty was... I have a thing for masked people.
Okay, okay. Remember that when you recommend novels, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, I thought you like cut off for a second.
Oh, but go sorry. On. It's like, okay, if someone is wearing a mask or an eye patch or anything that covers a portion of their face, or their whole face, I'm automatically down.
Funny enough, Durarara is the reason I wanted to go to Ikebukuro. Because like they talk about it so much and they have it. And I've always, whenever I first came to Japan, which was I think 13 or so years ago, I went straight to Ikebukuro because of this anime.
Whoa.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Was it just like your Japanese anime?
It was just like my Japanese animes. Love did bloom on the battlefield. It can. All right, next one we got Noel Torres. List of mystery detective anime I suggest watching. Ungo, haven't heard of that. Beautiful Bones, Sakurako's Investigation, haven't heard of that. The Millionaire Detective, Balance Unlimited, haven't heard of it. Another, more of a mystery since there's no actual detective. These are all ones I've never heard of.
Wait, I think there's one more, but it's cut off.
No, it was like the.
Oh,
it
wasn't I see. More.
Yeah.
I've watched Beautiful Bones.
Okay.
I loved it until the end.
Really?
And then it's a show. I don't think it got a season two. So it was just very like, you had me so much until the ending. Another, if you're going to watch that, it's also kind of spooky, but also it's very gory. So be careful if you watch it.
Okay. Gore, I feel like gore in anime doesn't bother me as much as it does in like a real movie.
Really?
You know, not real, but like non-animated
really?
Movie. Yeah.
Because
like, non-animated, it feels more ugh.
Anything?
But in anime, it's, yeah.
Like there's a scene, everyone will know what I'm talking about with the umbrella. Oh, and I have really bad... stuff with eyes, like anything that like goes...
Oh, body horror, right? That kind of stuff?
Like, well, not body horror. Well, I mean, it's just gore. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
If there's like something that happens with the eyes, I'm like... But I've never seen Ungo or The Millionaire Detective.
Me neither.
I'll check it out.
Thank you for recommending a bunch of stuff that I haven't heard about or another,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thank you guys.
I do have to ask before we go to the last anime. So you said the ending was bad. Mm-hmm. Would you still recommend the anime even though the ending is bad, right? Or are you kind of the person who's like, the ending is bad, don't watch the whole thing?
I don't know. I think it depends on how bad the ending is.
Yeah, like if it's Game of Thrones style or, you know.
Because like someone, the earlier suggestion, Erased, have you watched that?
Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it, no.
Oh, it's so good. And I
really?
Don't like the ending, but I still recommend.
It took me a while to get into it. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I still recommend it, though, because I don't know. I liked it a lot. I really like the opening. I listen to it even now.
Wait, who sings the opening?
Asian Kung Fu Generations, I think.
Oh, it's... yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Small kind of tangent. I kind of don't mind if things end badly. There's a game I really love called Mass Effect. This is a little bit of a spoiler of an ending of Mass Effect, but not fully because it's
listening.
A secret ending. Really? You're going to play Mass Effect?
I want to.
Oh, okay, never mind then. But TLDR, I got not a great ending.
Okay.
And I still love the game. And when I tell people about the ending that I got, they get a little upset with me for getting that end. Not anymore because, you know, but...
Really?
8 or so years ago when I played the game, people would get upset with me for the ending that I got. I still enjoyed it.
Is it because of the choices that you made that got you that ending?
I basically made all the wrong choices. And people were a little unhappy. I mean, look, I'm here with you right now on a Wednesday morning. So I definitely made the wrong choices.
Okay, there's one more.
Wait, I'm not here with you. You're stuck here with me.
True. True. You are the one who summoned me.
Mm-hmm. One more. Go ahead.
This is from Fawn 420. Must watch mystery anime is ID Invaded.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I have to... my eyes.
I don't know why it's so small.
Not only is it literally detectives solving murders, but the twist on the concept is super original. The animation is beautiful and the OST gives me chills. Miyavi. Oh.
I love Miyavi.
Is that
so
why
much.
You picked this comic? Miyavi's vocals and the insert song hit so hard. I don't know this one.
Me neither. Well, thank you for the recommendations. Now you have a ton of mystery anime to watch or detective anime if ever you want some more. And even for me. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
we really appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Ooh, small little thing. You came up with this and it's such a good name. For the Patreon questions and answers,
this is such a
Boo and A. It's such a good name.
Nice segue.
We don't have to segue into everything. Sometimes we could be like, oh, jarringly True. Changing the topic.
We're jarringly changing the topic, you guys. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Boo and A for the questions
it's
on
so
Patreon.
So well done.
If you haven't checked out the Patreon yet, thanks for those who have already subscribed. But we already have like some posts up on there. We obviously have we'll have the episode 2 up. We haven't
the episode 2 Patreon up.
Yeah. So be sure to check it out.
We're also going to be doing 2 streams there a month for now. We don't want to overpromise, underdeliver. We want to do the opposite. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
How else have we improved the podcast this week from week 1?
I don't know. I mean, am I talking
more? We're recording
more?
Differently. You are okay. You are amazing. You're a star. I'm laughing, I'm giggling, I'm cringing, I'm crying.
You're liking
I love
my
it.
Book recommendations.
I'm loving your book recommendation. You know it's good when I have nothing. I'm like, you know?
I'm telling you, it was pretty good.
You're great. You're great.
It's pretty good.
Hey, you're pretty good.
You haven't even gotten there.
You can't say that line. You haven't played that
you
Metal Gear yet.
Played it.
Which Metal Gear is it? Is it V?
No, I'm not telling
or
you.
Or 4?
I'm not telling you.
Which Metal? Tell me.
I'm not telling you. You'll have to play it and then you'll figure it out. I'm not telling you.
Oh, you're talking a lot of shit for somebody in like kicking size.
Hey, punting what is that supposed size. To mean?
It means I'm going to kick you.
Try kicking me. Your foot will go straight through me, huh?
Through the ectoplasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are recording the pod a little bit differently, so the quality should be much better. Mm-hmm. We have also, you know, we're taking little precautions. We're settling in. Precautions is the wrong word. But we're definitely settling in, and I think the nerves, I don't really get nervous a lot.
Yeah.
But today, before we started recording, I told you, I was like, I need to walk. I need to stretch. I'm feeling a little nervous.
I mean, it is kind of weird to, when you talk so much, like, when you stream, you're having like a conversation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we're still having a conversation, but there's, instead of just one mind to bounce off of, you have hundreds, thousands or whatever. So it's different for sure.
Speaking of streaming, I saw this comment a lot. And when I stream, I have a BGM up, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of you mentioned that you would like a BGM for the podcast.
Yeah.
I really don't think so. I think it's nice to like have a BGM in the intro, but during the podcast, I want our voices and the silence. And when we take a break, I want the voices in your head to speak. How do you feel about that? Agree, disagree?
No, I agree. I think for those mentioning wanting a BGM, most podcasts don't have BGM. So I think it's just maybe a format you're not entirely used to yet. So sorry that there won't be.
Streams have BGM, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
I think that's the case. Like this isn't like a normal stream. Like we're trying to really cater to it like a real podcast. So sorry that it might be a little different from what you're used to, but hopefully you'll get used to it. Just hearing our voices inside your brain.
Ooh. Our voices. Ooga booga.
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of hearing our voices, now that we are recording this, it has been officially announced.
Oh, yeah.
Our meet and greet and panel at Off-Kai. Yay!
Yay!
Hags are coming to Off-Kai.
The panel, at least.
Well, the meet and greet is also... No?
I think the only...
I already tweeted that we're having it. I already told my stream. Oh, my God. No, I leaked. We're having... Okay. Well, the panel is coming. First of all, Mint and Matara's spring and summer special is coming to Off-Kai. We're going to have a Q&A panel.
Yippee!
It's going to be... we're going to have all the information on screen for you. But basically, it's going to be at the end of May into beginning June. Mm-hmm. It is in the San Francisco-ish area, I think.
I think so, yes.
So come see us. Come ask us questions at the panel. And we'll be going around the convention, most likely in the robot. You know, there's like a little robot. We'll show some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to have... individual meet and greets so that if you only want to meet Mint or only want to meet me, don't worry, no offense taken. Just go do your best and we'll have more information for you as it comes out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I didn't realize that meet and greet wasn't announced. Oopsies.
It's my first ever convention.
I'm so excited. Yippee.
Yippee.
I'm just excited to annoy you in our hotel room.
Oh no, wait. I didn't agree to this.
Don't worry, I asked for two beds.
Oh, thank God. I hope that's the minimum. Can you ask for a partition too, like a whole wall? Can you ask for a separate room?
Can you ask for just not being at the convention? Can I just go alone? Someone's got to stay home and hold down the fort, Martha.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that's for sure is that we haven't announced other conventions, but there will be other conventions.
Yes, we have other things we're cooking. I know people are just...
Who let her cook?
People being like, oh, I can't make it to Off-Kai. Well, just be on the lookout, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Is there anything you are really excited about your first convention?
I'm just really excited to meet people, I think.
Same. It's the best part. Yeah. It just really makes all of this feel more real.
Yeah.
When you talk to people and you can see how much you mean to them and they mean to you. Oh, I'm going to cry. Sorry, I'm emotional today. Oh, I cannot wait for you to experience that. Because it's one thing when I tell you you're amazing and the comments tell you you're amazing. But everybody who's going to come and meet you is going to tell you how much you affect them and how much they love you. And you need that. You deserve it. Please go to her meet and greet, okay? Go to her meet and greet. Tell her you love her.
We'll see. We'll see.
I am the words of affirmation friend.
Yeah, for real.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, for those wondering about the podcast platforms, should be soon.
Yeah.
TM. Hopefully by episode 4. We just have like a checklist of things that we're going to say. And
I write really, really dumb sometimes. And so she's like reading how I'm writing and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You understand?
We do apologize for the delay. So if anyone is waiting to hear the podcast, if you're like, oh, I like to listen to podcasts on Spotify or places like that, hopefully you'll be able to listen as soon as possible. We're working on it. We are working on it.
I am really hoping by episode 4 it should happen. The reason is I've already put music on Spotify, but it's slightly a different process for Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Please just, oh my God, I'm having a kombucha. It's making me burp.
Oh.
Sorry, everybody, if you hear a little quiet burp.
Toscaro?
It's going to, Toscaro? we could explain that after to some of our, maybe we have some audience here that maybe isn't big into VTubers or they're just getting in or they're not big into Japanese VTuber culture.
Mm.
So we could explain Toscaro.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Let me just finish this. So basically, it's going to take a little bit of time to get on the podcast platforms. Don't worry, it'll happen. We'll have all the episodes uploaded and you'll have it. As for Tascaru, usually people say it when you sneeze, cough, anything, and it's like, ah, this has comforted my soul. This has blessed my soul.
Thank you. It's really just
thank you for blessing me.
It's really like a... Oh, this saved me. Oh, yes, Tascaru. Oh, yes, this has helped me.
Yeah, so. That's why if you see people in streams going TSKR, like Tascaru, that's what it is.
Oh, did you know about that before VTubing?
I did not know about that before VTubing, no.
Tascaru.
And like, I didn't realize how much of VTubing was just Japanese word, like ikuzo, right? That's just let's go.
Yeah.
So with people, if you see people type like IKZ, that's just let's go. That's what it means.
Ikuzo. Yeah.
I have that actually. So in my Discord, we have a lot of people that maybe aren't so big into like Japanese VTubing or anything like that. So when I say like, oh, oyasu mama, oyasu momo, because my fans are momos and I'm usually mama. And I've seen people ask, oh, what does that mean? And then people would explain, oh, oyasuminasai, good night. And then because she is mama and we are momo, you can say both.
Oh, that's so cute.
So you could say oyasuminto.
I used to say oyasuminto. Yeah.
I looked into it. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter. Oh. That's why.
Oyasuminto.
Mm-hmm. Oyasuminto.
That's a throwback for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Actually... I think this is a good way to start talking more about our experiences with VTubing because, you know, I'm coming back after 3 years. Lots have changed.
You know, we're trying to make it a good listening experience.
You're screeching like that bird from The Little Mermaid over here.
I'm just so happy you're back.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, we can talk about kind of, you know, we have obviously like we have adopted some practices from Japanese side of VTuber things, but also we have our own thing. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do we want to talk about first, I guess, with that?
Definitely. Let's talk about our experiences with VTubing. Mm. That's probably going to be the title. Yeah, our experiences with VTubing. So you said you've been gone for 3 years. How do you feel things have changed just from just running, like dive into it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So much has changed. I think, the technology has changed so much. I feel like a real boomer right now because I'm like a boomer.
Oh, that's funny. She said boomer.
Because everything feels so shiny and new and different. And I'm like, whoa, wait, you can do that and this and that. Yeah. And I think the community, the culture has changed a lot. There's, I think just, so much has changed. And at the same time, a lot of things feel the same. Like, you know.
They really do.
It's just... It's a strange feeling, to be honest.
Strange in what way? Just familiar but unfamiliar? How would you...
I think that's the case. Yeah, familiar but unfamiliar. Like, I feel
it all looks the same, but it feels a little different.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel I've done this before. Like, I've been here before, but then I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I feel very out of my element. Maybe it's because... I'm not really doing a re-debut. I'm kind of just jumping back into it. So it feels a little less like I'm prepared and more like, oh my gosh, I'm diving into it. I don't know what's going on.
I get you. How do I feel things have changed in about 3 years? I definitely feel that it's gotten more attention. It's gotten more media attention. Yeah. It's gotten more everything attention. When I kind of got into the medium about 4 years ago, people made fun of me and called me cringe.
Really?
And now, yeah. I mean, for anybody that doesn't know, I've been streaming. Well, I live inside a human woman.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I infected a human woman. And one of the reasons I infected her to live inside of her is because she was a streamer for about a really long time. Since about, like, I think 2011. And basically, it wasn't friends, but it was like people that you routinely like, because just because you work with people doesn't mean you're, you know, the closest of friends,
unlike us.
but back then, you know, it's like you collab with people often, you hang out with them, you think they're cool, they think you're cool, but it's not for you. For example, I could call you with a real life problem and you will be there for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're not able to be there for me, you communicate that. But those are just, you know, they're kind of more on the coworker, the people I'm talking about. But yeah, when I began VTubing, they all made fun of me, called me, you know, and like it came back to me anyway. And now they're getting into VTubing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I did have somebody reach out to me for help, and I just, you know, like forgive and forget, move on. It's not a big deal. But yeah, I know that some people were, you know, not talking very positively about me and my changes. And now for them to turn around and, you know, hey, do you think you can help me with like, I just have some questions about VTubing.
That's funny. You're the senpai now.
Yeah. So I feel it's just gotten a lot more accepted. It's gotten a lot more normalized. And I just feel there's a lot more people who maybe were not, because initially to get into VTubing, you kind of had to know a little bit about like some Japanese culture. I feel like you had to be at least a little bit into anime or at least a little bit into stuff. Otherwise, you kind of wouldn't get some stuff. But now I think you can watch a VTuber, for example, especially on Twitch, you can watch a big independent VTuber and they themselves might have very little knowledge or love of Japan and it's okay. It's accepted. It's fine.
Yeah, there's different types of VTubing.
Because VTubing has kind of evolved. Yeah. And I think that's kind of cool. Yeah. I know you said last time, like, you know, it's cool to keep your hobby pure, but it's just fun to see that how much it's evolved and how many people can get into this.
I don't mean that like.
No, I know.
Yeah. I think it's cool to see like the different, like you have so many different types of VTubers. It's not just anime girl. But
it's also safer. Let's be honest about that. Like getting into VTubing can be safer than streaming regularly.
Oh, I thought you meant like you get being to, an anime girl.
No. Like you get to basically like maybe protect your identity. Maybe, you know, like if you... Back then when you started streaming, sorry, I'm jumping the gun on some of these questions. When you started streaming, your coworkers might find out, your friends, family. Yeah. If you're, you know, I don't know, a toaster, you're a toaster VTuber, chances are your family might not even find you.
Yeah. When I started VTubing, I was a fan of VTubers for some time before then. And I tried to... How do I say? I've talked about this long, long time ago in the past. So I guess it's okay if I bring it up again. I tried to...
Talk about it again.
Yeah, I auditioned for a company. And my video was not even looked at. So because I had no experience. I had never streamed before. I've never ever done anything.
Which is fair, right?
Exactly. Like, I get it. And no, I 100% got it. And so I was just like, okay, I need the experience. So I became a VTuber to and then I just ended up really, you know, I wasn't gonna know, or I didn't know exactly if I would enjoy streaming, or, you know, I didn't know how it was gonna turn out, if anyone would even watch me, but you know, here I am today and I love it so much, and super grateful. It's literally changed my afterlife, so yeah.
You touched on something really interesting about VTubing or just streaming in general. I get a lot of questions sometimes on stream about, oh, I want to start streaming, but just eliminate everything else. Start streaming.
Yeah.
Because you might not even like
it. It's true.
You might not even like streaming, or you might want to try different things, but just please just try it. First of all, forget all the buts, because you could have tried. And first of all, the company that didn't look at your resume, with how much there is with streaming, with how many things you have to learn and to do, I completely get it.
I could have been a
liability. They saw no experience. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like
I could have joined and then be like, I hate doing this, and quit. Like, you know, it's so obviously they would want someone with more content creation or streaming experience than me. So I don't at all think of it as like a bad thing, because the thing is, too, is I felt really sad, because all I knew were Japanese VTubers. So I only knew like Kizuna Ai and Kaguya Luna and these VTubers that had big company backings. And I was just like, oh, there's no way I can get into this. But then when I discovered more Western VTubers and stuff like that, and I was like, oh my gosh, wait, they're doing exactly what I want to do. And they're doing it on their own. Like I, for some reason, didn't think that was possible.
That's fair.
So it was kind of a big moment for me. It would be like, oh my gosh.
I can do this too.
Yeah.
So you discovered that back then and you got into VTubing. Mm-hmm. The thing is, nowadays you could say, you know, we kind of have this joke of everyone's a VTuber. Eventually everybody becomes a VTuber. Mm. There are so many VTubers. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it's worth getting into VTubing today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think if you want to stream, but if you want that little bit of anonymity or whatever, I think VTubing today is just a branch of regular streaming. And streamers, I don't think are going away. So
No.
It's just a different type of streaming. And I think, you know, it's hard. I don't know. It depends on what kind of, or not depends. How do I say this? Sorry, I'm not good at
It's okay. You're doing great.
Like sometimes people will look at VTubers like from the outside of the VTuber world and say, this is weird. Why aren't they just a person? Like, why do they have to be like this anime person?
Yeah.
Like, sorry that I'm anime. I can't help it. It's just I'm born anime.
But I think when it comes to that, it's the same as a few years ago when, you know, people would go on, you know, those late night shows and say, I stream a video game. And those old hosts would say, well, why don't people just play the game themselves? Why are they watching you play the game? And because VTubing is newer, now it's like the same exact stuff that people said to streaming, they're not saying to VTubing.
Oh, yeah,
Next it's going to be something else, but it's the same stuff. Oh, why are you?
True. Yeah. I don't know. I really love VTubing though. I don't think I would have been comfortable streaming.
That's fair.
Normally. I think I have to be a VTuber.
I feel it is worth getting into VTubing. I actually believe it has a lower barrier to entry than regular streaming because a lot of times with regular streaming, if you show your face, that's one thing. But if you don't show your face, then the stream is kind of lacking a little something. Mm. And you don't have to show anything on stream. But I think VTubing there's this saying, I don't know if you ever heard of it, where it's if you put on a mask, you are the most yourself. It's kind of some form of that saying.
Yeah.
I feel that way. I, you know, as a theater kid, as everything, you just feel more yourself. You feel more like right now I'm talking at you. I'm wiggling my whole body. I'm shaking. I talk with my whole body.
Yeah.
And I just feel like sometimes it can get a little overwhelming when you're on stream, for example, as a person, you're so perceived. You're so kind of like, oh, everyone's looking. I really think VTubing is super worth getting into. I think it's worth exploring. And I think it has a really low barrier to entry. You can just have... actually, this is, I guess, a next question. Do you need an expensive model? I'm answering the next question. Oh, you don't have $10,000. Should you get into VTubing?
I don't remember how much my first model was. This is not my first look. This is actually my 2.0 look. And
but there, it's gotten really expensive.
Oh,
a lot of riggers have. I know this because actually one of my friends just got into VTubing, Barry Crepe, and she was telling me like, especially as a small streamer, it was. And again, I'm as a smaller streamer, everybody's waiting lists are booked out. Oh. It's hard to get in touch with some big riggers. You know, they don't follow her back, for example, and it costs a lot of money. So it's gotten a lot pricier because it's kind of gaining traction and popularity.
I think there are, you know, levels to that. There's going to obviously be people that will, you know, do for cheaper. But honestly, like rigging is such a intricate and difficult art. And honestly, and also just drawing the models because you have to, like the mamas have to.
You need the illustration.
Yeah, like it's. there's all the different parts and everything. Like, it's very, sorry if this is a little, how to say, behind the curtain, I suppose. But
I always say that. I think it's fine. I think it's people, I think in general are curious about this. Mm. I think it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody in the comments saying, oh, learn how to rig your own model. Because listen, you can do anything in life, but not everything. I
don't think anybody's going to be saying that, to be honest.
No, people say that. Sometimes when I see people complaining about prices, they'll be like, just learn how to rig your own model. No, it's not happening for me. It's not happening. Do you need an expensive model? No. Mm. Start with a Fugi, for example, ooh, which is like a reactive image. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So have one with your mouth open, just an illustration. One with your mouth closed. When you talk, mouth opens. Have a little PNG. Have a little, a chibi, for example, avatar, usually costs a lot less money than like a full model.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need something expensive to start, but it's just these same conversations were happening 10 years ago, 13 years ago when I was streaming.
Oh,
I can afford a really expensive computer. I can afford, okay, start with what you have.
Yeah.
Like as your stream grows, as you grow and develop, you then get more things, you know, buy more stuff, get better, improve. There is something so magical about your audience seeing your improvement over time and growing with you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I started streaming on a gaming laptop. It was a laptop in my closet. And
right, you did have the closet.
And I
That's
had
right.
my Focusrite as my interface, and it peaked. And it, I mean, I still have so much trouble with audio today. Anyway, but
audio is the bane of my existence.
It's so difficult. Yep. But yeah, like I just kind of went in with a goal, and so if you're really serious about it, you can start with, you know, a little bit. You know, you don't have to start with everything. You don't have to start being like, I need to have the most up-to-date mic. I need to have the most up-to-date interface. I need to have my computer at the best specs. Like, just kind of take it at your own pace. And again, if you truly love doing this, and if you, you know, can continue forward with it, then you can do the upgrades. But
yeah,
it's a process.
Because too many people get everything and then they stream for a little bit and realize, I don't actually enjoy streaming.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, life happens. What if something happens? Yeah. You aren't able to stream for some time. Like, something could happen. Like, hopefully not, but.
Yeah, knock on wood. What the hell?
I'm just saying, like, what if you get really busy
She's
with
cursing
work?
Cursing you.
Is what I'm saying is like,
no, yeah.
Like, what if you have a big project at work and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't stream for the next couple of weeks? Like, yeah. You know, I'm not saying it's something bad is gonna happen. I'm saying just something could happen. What if you have to go on a work trip and you're gone for, I don't know, a month? It's something like that.
Yeah.
Like, stuff happens. So just kind of.
Speaking of money.
Oh, money.
Do you feel like you need a big lure?
Ah.
Like you need a fancy debut. You who's not doing a fancy debut tomorrow. But, you know, there's a difference, right? Because you're, you know, we have the podcast, for example.
Right.
I am fairly well established. Mm. I'll let you say this. I don't know what I can and cannot say. So it's kind of different, right? Like, we don't want to tell people you don't need anything, you know, but do you think people need a big lure and a crazy debut?
I don't think so. I think if you want that, that's totally, if you find that fun, if you're just like, I love that mm-hmm. creative process, then go for it. That is all you, baby girl. You do that, you know. But I don't even think I had a lure. I don't think when I debuted, I had a lure. I created a video mm-hmm. that was like an introduction video, but I mm-hmm. didn't. And I thought about it. I was like, maybe I should have like some sort of backstory or something, like to explain myself further. But I just never did it. And I've seen other VTubers that have even hand-drawn silly videos themselves took them maybe, I don't know, this is a ballpark, maybe like two days or something. So, and it was silly and whatever. And, you know, I think if you're like, oh my gosh, I have to get an animation, I have to get this big lore, I have to commission someone to write this whole thing for me, I think it's, I don't know. I don't think it's completely necessary. What about you?
I think once you get popularity and are popular, I think investing back makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
But if you are starting out, I think there's something really magical about, same thing with a computer. You start off, you know, kind of, I guess scuffed is a good word. Mm. It starts off like homemade, you know, makeshift, homemade, and then it gets better and better. That being said, I think having some sort of identity at your debut is really important.
So you,
because you don't need to know, oh yes.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
You don't need to know every single detail, but I think you need a starting point. In order to know, like, how do I say this? You don't need to know every single stop of where you're going to stop and rest, but you kind of need to know your destination.
Mm.
And that's why I think having a little bit something, but it could be, like you said, it could be PowerPoint. It could be hand-drawn by yourself. Mm-hmm. It could be little puppets. It doesn't not have to be a $10,000, $15,000 lore video. But having something where new fans will come in and kind of know it's branding. It works. It helps. People should come in and kind of have, because when you're a smaller streamer, you don't have a brand built around you yet.
Mm.
And having anything that helps you create that branding is helpful.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, I often think that many people either abandon their lore or like people forget about it in a lot of cases. But it also depends on how willing you are to keep that up. And but I like what you said earlier, that you're saying that getting...
Wait, you like me?
No, I said I like what you said.
You love me. Oh my God. How could you say that? I'm blushing.
Stop it. That's not what I said.
Okay, sorry, go on.
What did I say?
You said, I like you.
No,
I'm in love with you, actually. And that's what I'm trying to confess right now.
I like what you said about how getting the lore video and stuff done can seem kind of like giving back to the community. And like, because you're, you know, obviously you have to commission artists, you have to commission people. So, no, that makes a lot of sense. I never actually, I'll be honest, I never thought of it in that kind of way. So
I think of it as we talked about it a little bit before about kind of I feel very comfortable like not telling my momos about every plan that I have because I want them to be surprised. I want them to enjoy it. I want them to be shocked. And that's how I feel like I'm giving back, where I'm creating a world and I'm creating things for them to really enjoy. And you know, when I posted the lore video with, I guess it's a lore video, I don't know what it is, the podcast animation, right? Which if you haven't seen it, I guess we'll link it in the description of the video.
Have you uploaded it to the channel?
I haven't. I should upload it.
Yeah, you should.
Actually, no, let's keep it on my channel so it can get some views. I'm kidding. I'll upload it here.
No.
It's just that this channel wasn't, you know, it wasn't public when I uploaded it. When I uploaded the animation for that, my Discord was just filled with, everybody was clipping every single reaction. And now a ton of my emotes are the reactions of like, everybody was just going, that Momo, that's me. This Momo, that's me. You know, like,
that's cute.
People really like that. And I love that. It makes it all worth it. Cause you know how long I've worked on that lore.
Oh, I know.
You remember being in call with me and I'm typing it.
I know. And me being like, wait.
One comment you said, you're like, I can tell you wrote this.
Oh, yes.
I have a style of humor and writing where you're like, oh, Mata.
It's true.
But I like that. I feel like it you know, when you watch that, you can tell it's mine and it's ours because I give it to the community. So this is why I think it's important to kind of start with something. I know you said something interesting about people abandon their lores. I don't think that's bad. I don't think abandoning or changing your lore is bad. Because maybe at the start you kind of invented something and then you want to change. That being said,
I'm not hold on. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying like someone will have a, you know, they'll come out with a lore video that costs them so much money and they're like, I am the darkest. I am the evil demon of the underworld and I am so bad. And then they're just like, hi guys, I'm me. You know, like not to say like a gap is bad, but it just, yeah, it's like a contrast. Yeah. Or like it's like they presented themselves as this in their lore video, but the way they stream is like, entirely different. Like in a week, they're just like, they kind of drop the character and are just like, oh, la 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 la.
But again, if they haven't streamed much, then maybe they think that they can kind of sustain it. And then I get that. How would you grow today? If you had to start over right now, I don't exist. Your heart is, you don't even know what you're missing, but you know that your heart is missing a piece.
Yeah. I feel a deep hole in my soul. Actually, this is the lightest and happiest I've ever been.
Black out your soul. I'd rather die. Give you control. Go on. How would you grow today?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Maybe like, this is so bad that this is the first thing that came into my mind, but TikTok.
No, that's not, I mean, it's a huge platform.
It is. Yeah, I see. I often get like VTubers on TikTok in my For You page. So, but I don't know. Oh gosh. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I don't know how to.
Well, don't worry, baby girl. I got you.
Okay, please.
Don't worry, baby girl. We all got you. So for a little bit of, you can take a break. I'm going to talk for the next 10 minutes. Okay. For anybody that doesn't know, I've been streaming for 13 years. Blah, 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 blah. So blah, 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 blah. I think, even though everything feels more competitive because it feels like there's a lot more people than ever streaming, it feels like the best time to start streaming was 10 years ago. That's not true. I believe, and maybe you can disagree with me, the best time to start streaming is, okay, maybe a year ago. But today is a really good time because there is just more opportunities in the industry. Mm. There's more people and there's more outlets to grow. And there's simulcasting and there's also, let's get back to it. So more competitive and more people. You also have more people to interact with. For example, when the woman whose body I live inside started streaming 13 years ago, she was streaming League of Legends, but it was kind of hard to make friends because there was a lot of people streaming it. But back then you had to be very good at the game you're streaming or very entertaining. You kind of had to be.
And you were both. You were neither.
I was neither. I was nothing. It was just a lot harder to grow. And the people that I could maybe interact with there was so few girls far, you know, here and there that I could kind of talk to and become friends with. And it just happened that sometimes you didn't really vibe with the people, but you only had three people. So you kind of have to vibe with them, you know? And another thing is now there is a lot more opportunity and income in the industry. Back then, for example, on Twitch television, you could have 1,000 viewers and you would have 200 paid subscribers. So that's not a livable, you know, monthly wage. But now you can have 100 viewers and have 2,000 subscribers on Twitch or 1,000 paid subscribers, which actually allows you to have a little bit of a livable wage and you're able to potentially go full time or maybe take a little bit more part-time work at your job to stream. In a way that just wasn't possible. There's a lot more sponsors. There's a lot more opportunities as a smaller streamer now to create merch and sell that merch that just wasn't before. All you had was like Teespring, which was you put your logo on a shirt, right? Another thing, the algorithms have really changed, I feel. Back then, the algorithms only really showed you what was popular, but now it shows you what's in your niche. So if you get into Warhammer painting figurines, your content will be shown to people even if you have 1,000 followers or 50 followers. Because just things now are gotten so big that the niches are better. So algorithms do a better job at like kind of sending you to the right niche, which really helps you. Another thing, you can do one stream and broadcast it on Twitch, on TikTok, on YouTube at the same time. Adding on to it, like I said, I told you it was going to be 10 minutes. It's the Matara Khan show. When we were doing this document, she's like, I don't have anything to say other than 3 years. I'm like, don't worry, baby.
Well, yeah, like I said, I haven't streamed, and I've only also done YouTube.
Okay. So. Yep. And I'm talking more. Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking more Twitch a little bit, I think.
Twitch, but still, but just because Twitch streaming has been around longer than YouTube streaming, right? But another thing that's really interesting, you have the advantage. You have watched people succeed and you have watched people fail. And fail is a big word. But for example, there's a lot of people who blew up when Destiny came around. A lot of them stuck around and stayed big streamers. Some didn't. A lot of people became very big with Fortnite. Some stuck around, some didn't. Among Us, some stuck around, some didn't. You can learn how other people did it, how they pivoted. Also, now there's a lot more things that you can do with streaming content that isn't necessarily games. Mm-hmm. And somebody that I really love to give an example about is called Quincy's Tavern on TikTok. Mm. He started streaming on Twitch. He started doing games, wasn't like super working out for him. So now what he's doing, it's a cooking show on TikTok where he kind of, it's D&D-esque where he, you know, you're a traveler, you come to his tavern and he makes you something. But he's really gotten so much success on TikTok, right? So now you kind of, it doesn't need to be a gaming thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the other day, there was somebody that blew up on Twitter. I'm sorry, I don't remember their name. If you guys know their name, please comment it. They are doing a history lesson as a VTuber.
Oh, I did see that. You did see that.
Now you just have so much more opportunity because there's so many more people and there's so much more audience. So you can actually do, I'm sorry, this is like my hyperfixation. I love this. I'm like getting more energized as I speak. I have to remind myself to speak slowly because I'm on a podcast.
You're good. No, you're good. You're good.
I love it. This is my bread and butter. So I just feel that nowadays with streaming, if you try streaming, first of all, try all the platforms at the same time. Do not, you know, because that's number one. Number two, try different things. Mm-hmm. Because another one of our friends, Onigiri, she mainly does cooking streams where she invites a streamer on and she cooks a recipe that they want. And it still is a viable stream. It still is super fun. There's people who do D&D campaigns, Critical Role. There's people who go live painting Warhammer figurines. There's people who go live rigging VTuber models.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much more variety nowadays. And that's what will help also help you stand out too.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's why I believe, in conclusion, I believe you should become a VTuber today. And if you do, you owe me 10%.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
We're already splitting this, so.
No. The 10% is going to me.
Oh.
Because you didn't give them the advice.
Oh. Yeah, no, I mean, am I giving you...
Oh, but it was on the podcast.
Am I giving you 10% as well?
No, because you streamed independently from me. True. You should give me your love. That's all I want.
Okay, moving on.
But yeah, I just feel that it's one of those, just to like finalize it. Streaming is really fun. Even if you never become a big streamer, sometimes, okay, I do have to mention this because loneliness is a big thing. Oh. I feel like nowadays we are so much more connected by the internet, but because of that, we have a hard time keeping up with other people. Maybe we don't get along with our family. Maybe we don't get along with people. I genuinely believe streaming is a really fantastic way to make friends.
Yeah.
You do not need to be 100 viewer stream or 200. If you just want to stream because you're lonely and you maybe have 10 viewers, 15 viewers, but it's the most fun people you know. You start a little Discord. You hang out with them. I really recommend it. Even just for the loneliness factor.
Agreed. I saw actually a video the other day of, I didn't recognize the streamer. He was an IRL streamer.
What's his name?
I don't remember. It was on TikTok that I saw it. But mm-hmm. he explained a story about how for a long time, a really, really long time, he just streamed to one person. But that guy was always there and always like just like chatting and with him. And it was just like two friends hanging out, and how that one guy really helped just keep him going. And I guess he is now a successful streamer. So, you know, there's,
if anybody knows who she's talking about, please link them.
Yeah.
Cause I want to know.
It was like, I don't remember what had happened, but there was a point where, the streamer was just, I think he was having a hard time or something. And the guy just like donated like $100 to him. And he was just like, here's for always like hanging out with me or something. And like, it was really, and like then the guy like disappeared or something. It was really sweet though. And I was just like, way. Like people, I think when people say parasocial, usually they have a bad connotation to it. But parasocial doesn't necessarily mean like a bad thing. Like I'm parasocial with Metal Gear. I'm parasocial with, you know, you can be parasocial and still have a healthy relationship as long as, like, I think I would say I'm parasocial with my fans.
I'm so parasocial with my fans. Yeah. You know that I wake up and in bed, I do voice notes from my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just want them to know that I
like
love them.
Like in your
Discord? Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Just like, good morning, guys. Today I'm going to be doing this and I'm going to be recording. How is everybody?
No, it's so funny because like when I'm out, like if I'm shopping or something and if I see something that reminds me of someone's username, I'll be like, oh, I hope that person's having a good day. Like, you know,
same.
Like in my brain.
All the time.
Like
all the time.
Yeah. And I think it's not a bad thing to be like that, as long as it's, you know, obviously there's unhealthy levels of obsession, but if being parasocial does not necessarily mean that you're like to those unhealthy levels. And so I think it's okay to be like, yeah, I care about my fans and I care about what I do, and I'm parasocial because of that. Like, yeah,
I think the reason it gets a bad rep is usually like there's always a really small percentage of people that take it to the like all the way over the edge. Right.
Yeah, of course.
And because of that, it's like, oh, all parasocial is bad. Like I am the reason I am able to stream as much as I do, to create the projects as much as I do, this podcast. Right. This podcast is because I told you how I felt so alone and I had nothing to look forward to during quarantine. And I told myself that if ever I'm in a position where I have the energy, the time, and the happiness to spread, I want to spread that. So I just know that my audience could be excited for something like this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to do that for them. I want to create things that I think my audience would love.
Yeah.
And I think that's parasocial of me. Like, I think, you know, I'm thinking about, okay, if they are, you know, maybe they don't watch me on Twitch or maybe they can't catch every stream. How can I do
something?
I just love it how we're like, I am parasocial.
I'm parasocial and I'm proud.
I'm so parasocial. I'm so parasocial, but I really love it. And I think the biggest thing with streaming that people forget is they're always thinking, when I have 100 viewers, I'll be happy. When I have 200 viewers. If you think that way, you're never going to have enough viewers, never going to have enough money. Think about, do you like this back and forth? If you like how it feels to stream to 10 people, you're going to love how it feels to stream to 50 people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wonderful. Everybody's there and you remember them and you keep up with them, and everyone's going to start streaming after this podcast.
We're hyping up, right? We're really making it seem so magical.
I have to ask you a serious question because we were talking about the fluff.
Serious question.
I'm going to ask you about the big serious question that everybody wants to know.
The big Q.
Okay. Should I join a VTubing company? I just heard you like kind of cut off at the end.
That is probably the question that people have been waiting for while we're discussing this, most likely.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, they're going to ask the real tea. Yeah. We want the real stuff.
I think depends on what you want to get out of this. I think There's lots of VTuber companies nowadays.
Yeah.
Obviously Western and Japanese. A lot more. And I think if you're going to go into a Japanese company, you should prepare yourself for a bit of culture shock.
A lot. A lot of culture shock. So much culture shock.
There's going to be some rules that you probably didn't expect that you might have to follow.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're more interested in like getting Japanese oriented opportunities, mm-hmm. that might be something that would interest you. If you're just like, I want to be in that collab cafe, or I want that konbini, stuff like you would be able to get those more easily.
Or even if you're more into Japanese music, Japanese YouTube, like idols, for example. Mm. Yeah, I feel like that you can get a lot more with the Japanese company.
But it's definitely important to know your goals and aspirations. Yeah. If you're wanting, you know, if you're wanting the support of a company, but the freedom, then maybe a Western company would be for you.
Yeah,
but if you're wanting
absolutely.
Those Japanese opportunities, if you're wanting, you know, that sort of image, then a Japanese company would be for you. Well, you're the one in a company, Matara. So how do you feel?
I know from the outside, it does, you know, Vishoujo does seem like a company because we have a lot of support. But I'd say Vishoujo is somewhere between a company and like an offline TV because we are at some form just a group of friends and a group of good coworkers, and we are kind of branded together under a name. And, you know, Vishoujo helps us get sponsors, opportunities, merch, conventions, but it's kind of like an in the middle of we're not just quite like just friends hanging out with branding, but we're also not quite, you know, a company.
Unless is that how you feel just because you're different from Japanese companies, or is it?
No, I feel that way because I've been around for a little bit. I've seen like companies rise and fall, and I feel that even English VTubing companies, it's run a little bit differently than Vishoujo is run. I agree with you. I think if you have certain goals that maybe align with wanting opportunities in Japan, wanting to move to Japan, maybe also wanting to do 3D concerts or 3D performances, I think Japanese corporations have some of the best technology for that, some of the best kind of, they already have the most experience because they've been doing it for a really, really long time.
Maybe Vishoujo has had 3D concerts though. So
yeah,
Matara 3D
Candy
win.
Pop Explosion. actually,
leak?
Yeah. No, they know. They know that I've hired somebody to work on my 3D.
Ah, oh my gosh.
But it's just, I feel like that 3D culture is a lot more ingrained in kind of, you know, it was Kizuna AI, and even now like Hatsune Miku concerts, it's kind of like that.
AI.
So yeah, Kizuna AI, you know, like it
Name's
was like
Kizuna
that.
Kizuna AI.
Listen, I have an accent when I speak, okay?
No, it's not the AI, it's I.
Sumi masen, wakari masen.
Gomen nasari.
Daijebu. Gomen nasari. Kizuna AI is how she's called. Honestly, I only started calling her AI because like now AI is everywhere.
Oh,
so I just,
okay, I
sorry.
Get it. No,
this is one of my memes.
No, okay. I didn't know.
It's like sometimes I say the Skyrim.
Yeah.
Skyrims.
Yeah. That's just you.
So
though.
Anyway, Kizuna AI. Okay. My bad.
No, no. I mean, that's what her name is based off of, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not.
I think Japanese companies do, like, just because they have more experience. Yes, Vishoujo had Candy Pop Explosion. It was nice. It was good. It was great. Mm. But I also know it was a lot of work. Mm. And it was a lot of first time work, right? When you do something for the first time, it's always harder.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like Japanese companies just have more experience with that.
That is true. Yeah.
That being said, if you're more interested in the streaming aspect, maybe having a more North American audience, maybe streaming on Twitch, although I know some of them do stream on YouTube. I do think a company can make a lot of sense. I think you are able to learn a lot more. You know how they say nowadays, like, oh, don't go to university, learn everything on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some people still learn better in a university, right?
Yeah.
Some people cannot learn by themselves the same way that they would learn in a company. And I don't know for you if it's the same, but something that I really appreciate about Vishojo and I really appreciated about my past employment was being surrounded by people who are creative, excited. They want to work. They show up, like, you know, and maybe sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I want to take it easy this week. And then I see their schedule and it kind of gets me excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like living with somebody who tells you, oh, I just came back from the gym. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go for a run too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It like, it gets you kind of like blood pumping, you know? When you see somebody release an amazing cover, you're like, wow, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
So for me, it motivates me and it energizes me to be in a group environment.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, it might be the opposite. They might prefer being alone.
And that's really what you have to see for yourself. If you're like, should I join a company? Mm-hmm. You know, if you prefer working by yourself, obviously in a company, you can still work by yourself. But
of course,
in a company, you're going to feel like you might have an expectation to work with people more.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're going to have your group of people that are with you in the company. And so.
Yeah. Well, I think even English VTubing companies, they debut people typically in generations, I guess, or waves as they're called. So
I
you will typically
company,
kind of.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, because it's mostly like groups. So you don't have to always do things with your group because sometimes, you know, you're just coworkers and there's nothing wrong with, you know, they're great people. You're great people, but you're just coworkers. You just sometimes want to do your own stuff. I do feel in a company, you're kind of expected to do things with other people a little bit more.
I would say so.
But you can learn a lot.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot more in a company than by yourself. If you're maybe not like the most self-starting person, then yeah, a company could be really nice.
Right. And for me, I feel like I'm kind of all over the place. I prefer a bit of support. So, you know, that's awesome.
Let me hold them, ma'am. They're heavy. They look heavy.
I need my padded, my ultra padded.
You look great.
Thanks.
She's blushing. So you feel like you're all over the place and you need a little bit of consistency?
Yeah, I just need a little bit of consistency, a little bit of support. Like when I did this before, I was not big enough to get anything like sponsors or any kind of opportunity like that. So I don't know how it will be for me now. I still don't even know how big I'll be because I haven't streamed yet. But once I get to a more consistent schedule, I suppose. But still, I prefer to have like, you know, that what's the word? What do they call it?
A support system. Because even you always have people that you know, if you're like, let's say 20 people in your company, somebody goes into Discord, hey guys, new game is out, Lethal Company. It's not new. Now it's content warning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, new game is out, content warning. Who wants to play? You want to play?
Yeah, I want to play it. That was the game I
played
sent
it the
you,
other
the
day.
Free game.
It was. And then that same day, Zen invited me to a collab. Oh. I played with your Kamiyoshi.
Wait, Henya?
Yeah. It was me, Henya, Zen, and Ariel.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, oh, my podcast co-host, she says you're her Kami. I'll send you the clip. And she's like, yeah, I know. She was so smug about
That's
it.
My Oshi. That's my Yoshi.
Yeah, I feel like it's just really nice because, again, the reason Zen invited me to the collab, right, is just it's easy. She just goes into like our Discord with Vishojo and she's like, hey, who wants to play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Although she had DM'd me personally.
Oh, lucky you.
But so often I'll just be like at everybody, hey, who wants to play Helldivers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which is something you don't really get. If you're alone and you don't have that kind of support, just have to message
it's
everybody.
Me, I'm alone.
Well, you're not alone. You got your what is it? Phantoms? Fandom?
Fandom, yeah.
Fandom.
I'm not gonna play games with me.
Well, thank you. You did say Minecraft server.
Oh yeah, maybe. Huh? Maybe. I said maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It'll probably happen. I say maybe, but it'll probably happen.
But yeah, I think we touched on that topic very nicely. If you have, honestly, this is another advice that I give. If you have any more questions about growing your stream, starting out as a streamer, I genuinely really recommend you YouTube it. I know I gave you the whole, just Google it, but it's because we've been at it for a while. But if you're starting off, you're much better off getting advice from somebody who just recently became popular or who is growing in popularity, because their advice will apply to you a lot more. You know, my advice would be, oh, you know, you're starting, just have, you know, your popular friend do a podcast with you. It's easy.
Hey.
It's so easy.
Wait a second.
Chota mate.
Chota mate.
Chota mate. So I do recommend that you take a look at YouTube. There's a lot of advice on TikTok and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Every time, I think we're going to be always going over time. So I know we said the podcast is an hour and a half. We lied. We just love yapping.
Sorry. Yeah. We talked a lot about a lot of stuff today, though.
But it's fun.
It is.
I love it.
Yeah.
And even now, I'm like, man, I want to talk more.
And we hope that you guys kind of enjoyed our little bit of insight on VTubing. Mm-hmm. If you have any other questions, mm-hmm. of course, you can leave them in the comments. And maybe we'll touch a bit on it more in a future episode.
Or maybe we'll ignore it.
Or we'll ignore it. Who knows?
Or, you know, we just won't. Yeah. We do our best.
Maybe we'll just say, yeah, your opinion doesn't, well, your questions don't matter. But
no, they do matter. They do matter. Please ask us. So any last ending words we want to say? Pa, 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 pa. I could start.
Okay.
For Patreon, yeah, the Patreon is doing a little bit better than we expected. But we are going to start doing streams on the Patreon. The goal right now is 2 streams per month. Sometimes we'll be together. Sometimes we'll each do a stream. Eventually, we'll have better ideas of like maybe a segment or a show that we each do. For the postcards, for the Patreon, I think the first postcard is going to be a double one. But eventually, I would like to have us maybe like have each a solo postcard or like a solo. But like in the month, you'll get both of us.
How many postcards are we also signing?
Don't worry about it. Check the Patreon. You have the login details.
Yeah, I do now because.
Okay, I had accidentally. Okay, I wasn't able to verify the Patreon, so I changed email. And then I was like, why don't you just log in? You have all the information. But I had changed the email.
Yeah, she hadn't given me the information. Actually, you hadn't even given me the information. And then the information you gave me was wrong. So
it was the same information.
She was Googling, how do I find out what email is on Patreon? Or like, how do I find out what email I use for Patreon?
Listen, I am. If ever you think you're bad with computers, I exist.
It's true. It's so true.
It's because it was not sending me the verification for some reason on our podcast email. So I changed it to one of my Matara emails and it worked. And then I forgot to change it back because I was trying to run away with the money.
Yep. Basically.
But we want to use this opportunity for the postcards and like the stickers and everything like that to showcase artists from the community. So if you are doing art of us, don't worry. We see you.
Yeah.
We'll find you. We'll come to you.
Yeah.
What else?
There's still the merch that we have.
Yeah.
Check it out. There's a link in the description.
Check out the summer merch.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, I saw someone ask what the coasters are made of. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I have to ask.
We'll ask.
Hold on. Let me ask.
Well, because it doesn't say on the site. So we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll let you know what those are made of. Also, we should do a fun little trailer for the merch.
Oh.
So that, you know how in podcasts they go, this podcast is sponsored by, and we can just like have our merch.
Oh yeah, yeah. Could we have like the fun explosions? Like,
yeah. Oh, that would be fun. And yeah, I guess this is, as our first episode, the main theme is, you know, our experiences with VTubing. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da.
Yes. Other
than that, let us know also how your debut was. I guess next week when we meet,
yeah,
we're gonna know how your
next
debut
week
was.
We'll know how my debut was.
And yeah, we're going to reconvene tonight to film the Patreon episode. So look forward to that, everybody.
Yep.
And speaking of Patreon, do you want to do the send off?
What's the send off?
Thank you to these patrons. Oh. Your name will be on the screen.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, patrons. Thank you. Your names are on the screen.
Thank you. Woo-hoo. I hope you find yourself. Tag yourself.
Yay. Thank you, everybody. Oh my God, that's me. Thank you.
Oh my God, that is me.
That's not you. That's not you.
That's me. That's not you. Oh my God. That's... That one has my name.
Oh my God, no. No.
They have my name. Oh my God. What? That one's me.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, it's me right
All
there.
All these people are you. What's it called? Dummy accounts.
I thought you were calling my momos dumb. I instantly got like offended.
No!
I thought you were going to be like all your dummy momos. I don't know why I just got.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, no. These are all me.
Yeah. Okay. See you guys next week. Thank you guys. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.